All right, and we're live. So today we have a special guest. It's Jeff Thibodeau from RE/MAX in Brantford. Got a really great story from Jeff and what he's all about. So we're gonna, why don't you give us a quick introduction about yourself and what you do?
Hey everyone, realtor from Brantford, Ontario, which is a city of about 100,000 people, about an hour west of Toronto. Been in real estate about 5 years now. Recently expanded to be running a team. And we try to do a lot of our, well, not a lot, all of our marketing in the digital space through our website and video marketing and email. And most recently, our most successful thing we're working on is our community presence on Facebook through a group called We Love Brantford.
Great. So now, how long have you been doing the We Love Brantford?
It's funny. I don't know. We don't have specific kind of timelines pegged on the calendar when it kind of started, but it's been going for years just as an experiment. We've really started leveraging it successfully in the last, I would say, 6 to 12 months. Before that, I kind of just started it as an idea because we weren't getting a lot of engagement on our real estate page, so I just thought about trying something different and going purely like... No real estate purpose. It was just pure experiment. Just try to build a community page and see what happened with it. And then once it was really working and growing, then we started using it to advertise our real estate stuff. But I'd say, yeah, for about the last 6 months, really once we started combining the Facebook group with our video marketing, that was when things really started taking off.
Right. Yeah, and I know for me, a big change was when they switched to the pages, I found it would be a lot less effective. And then everyone started getting real estate Facebook pages. And to me, I wasn't getting the same engagement, and I've been watching what you're doing with I Love Brantford, and I know you got your approach is much more different. So why don't you kind of elaborate on what you do with that versus a typical real estate Facebook page?
Yeah, we found that. It was like I'm very into going to seminars and training and everything, and trying to do the newest stuff. And for years, like even back in 2008, everyone was saying, you know, get on Facebook, make a business page, tell everyone about you. Except the problem I find. Is that everybody's using a lot of traditional kind of me broadcast media in a space that's not really responsive to that in a social space. So we tried that approach by posting, you know, photos around town. Hey, I got a listing. Hey, I'm going to an open house for years on our business page. And really, to be completely honest, if you look at that page, which still exists now, I'd say most of the members are just other realtors in other cities. Yep. It's not. So you post, yeah, I just sold a house in only 2 days, and you get 25 likes, but they're all other out-of-town realtors like patting you on the back. It's nobody in your community. And I really don't think the consumer cares too much about that me stuff anymore. They care what's in it for them. Yeah. So we switched the paradigm a little bit by thinking about, well, what do if I need to get on Facebook and get in front of people on Facebook, what's the most effective way is to just get in front of them for something they already care about, and what can I rally people around in a real estate context is geography, right? So we decided to try to be the people that ran the social space for our city because the city wasn't doing it very well. The tourism board wasn't doing it well. There were no grassroots kind of campaigns. And I think a lot of it comes down to budget. A lot of the time people don't, the city or whoever, or if it's a not-for-profit, they're not going to put any effort behind it financially.
Right. Yep.
Whereas because I have an ulterior motive, I'm able to put some money behind the page. And that's really one of the secrets nowadays is that you do have to, if you want your page to be successful, you need to be promoting your posts and promoting your page with cash because Facebook will tell you if you read between the lines on their rules and everything that, you know, an organic post is only going to show to 3-5% of your fan base.
Yep.
But if you promote it for $5, it's going to show to everybody. So it's kind of one of the things we want to make sure that engagement is as high as possible on every post. That's really the only metric to care about on your community page or even your real estate page. If you're posting stuff and nobody's liking or commenting or sharing on it, that's a thumbs down for your page forever. So it'll make your future posts less engaging. So you got to really take care that everything you're posting is not spammy. It's interesting to a large percentage of your community. So the messaging all has to be consistent with what the group's about.
And the way I kind of see it is you're kind of doing what Facebook did, but on a micro scale, is that you're creating a platform for people to come to, get information, get news feed more local, and then now you're advertising. You're the advertiser, whereas Facebook does that. They create a platform for people to connect with, share ideas, talk with friends, and then they have their advertisements mixed in, and they make their money that way, and now you're making your money because you're your advertiser.
Yeah, I mean, we take that. This concept of build your own media channel is something that's really comes throughout our business model here on my team. Is that it's not just for Facebook, but it applies to Facebook. It applies to our database, our MailChimp, you know, account. It's we gladly pay to get people into our system and then never have to pay again, and we get to market to them for free for the rest of their lives as long as they don't leave us. Whereas, you know, the traditional model is to, you know, pay either with your time or with lots of print media to get a lead. So we want to build a database either on Facebook, in our CRM or in our mailing list. And those people now, as long as we don't abuse them with spam through Facebook or through their email, as long as we're always sending them quality stuff that they care about, they're going to be around when it's time to buy or sell or refer us to somebody.
Now, a lot of people, sure, you hear this a lot, or from agents especially, will say, well, it's not getting my name out there. It's not getting my name out there because you're promoting that We Love Brantford and not myself. What do you say to agents who would have that objection?
Well, it's true. it is true. But you have to – it all depends on your business model. Like my business model has nothing to do with my face or my name.
Right.
I don't even really – care too much. It's more about developing our brand and our team, you know, the Brantford Homes team, and getting that to be bigger than me, because the goal is to be able to service way more clients than one agent could ever service. So I don't really think the consumer cares too much who you are when they don't know you yet.
Once
they know you, they want to get to know you on your personal Facebook page and meet your kids virtually and everything, right?
Yeah.
But before that, when they're in the research stage, they don't care about your picture and your face. They want results. They want service, and they want the person that's going to get the job done.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it is still a relationship business, real estate, when it comes to getting the contract signed. People have to feel comfortable with you. But I think we go about it the wrong way by shoving your face and I'm so great into everybody. I think that's really old school stuff. It's still working, but I don't think it's going to keep working forever.
Yeah, especially with new consumers moving in that direction, and as that ages, a lot of people are learning to. They don't want that. They don't want that. And they would rather have the information. And one of the things I say when I teach a class is people want information, not an agent. Once they find that information, then they find an agent.
I think people are really a lot more skeptical nowadays about self-produced praise too, right?
Yes.
Like when you get the just sold cards, like we all get them in our own mailboxes in our own neighborhoods. And you're like, well, yeah, of course it's full of praise to that person. They filled it out. But the beauty of the community Facebook page is it adds that layer of authenticity. It's not immediately apparent that I'm the one who runs it, so that when we do post something on behalf of real estate, it looks like we are getting a level of endorsement from the community to us. So it's another little kind of secret sauce to the community Facebook page.
It gets buy-in from the audience, and it's not a direct sale. And it's a great way to do that. For you, when you're doing this, how much time would you say you're spending on promoting it? How much time you spend writing content? How much time you spend on a day-to-day for the We Love Brantford side of it?
I have zero scheduled time for it. For the longest time, my wife was managing the content creation, just because she's more out and about in the community, you know, shopping and doing things with the kids and everything, where I'm I do the less interesting stuff for the community, which is I sit in my office and I call clients and I go and I sell houses, which is what we think is interesting, which is not, right? People don't care about my day-to-day. It would be more of them. They care about what little shop my wife went to, or what sign, or what, you know, outdoorsy picture she can take of the city. Now I have my own assistant, and she's taking over the content. She's under strict instructions to spend no more than 10 minutes a day on Facebook, though.
Wow. So it's not a lot of time, and it's effective. Now, why don't you tell people a bit about what you've gotten from it and some of the victories you've had with the group or with the page, sorry.
Yeah, so it's a multi-purpose kind of medium. Just to reference it's so cheap, right? Like we only pay $5 a day total across all of our different ways we market the Facebook page. So, you know, a rough calculation of $1,500 a year is not a lot of money on any type of advertising, right? So that's how we keep the engagement high. And then we focus on just growing the group. The more engaged people are there, the better I can message to them. So the number one goal is not posting real estate content. It's posting interesting content with very high like, share, and comment rates. Yeah. So that when we do post the real estate content, Facebook says, well, everything else this guy's posted, everyone loves, so we might as well show them this too. So that's the real key. You got to be very you got to be very careful not to spam your audience because you'll lose them quick. So for us, it's become the number one way we're able to generate video views for our content. And we do two main videos, a monthly market update about the real estate market in Brantford. And again, with that video, we're trying to speak to homeowners in Brantford, potential future sellers, but not hot leads as per se.
Yeah.
So we're telling them what's going on in their neighborhoods, where prices are headed, is it a buyer's market, seller's market, any other little tips, like a 3 to 5 minute video. I ramble a lot, so they end up being like 6 minutes, but my goal is actually to keep them kind of below four.
Right.
Below two would be amazing, but I just can't seem to get it out in 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the number one thing. We can see immediately when we launch one of those video tours, the video marketing, that over 50% of the views of that are coming right out of the Facebook news feed. So again, we're not tricking them and trying to link them off to my blog and get them to fill out a lead form. I just put the video right in there because my face is in the video and my logo, and that's what they need. They don't need me saying rah, rah, rah. They need 2 minutes of me communicating valuable information that they can't get anywhere else. So then I'm building trust and rapport with them that I'm the local expert about the Brantford real estate market. That's number one. And then number two is we post our hosted video tours of our houses. So that's another thing. I think people are doing this in other cities. I don't see a lot of it, but there's definitely none of it here. This is really powerful. This has nothing to do with Facebook, but like get on camera in the houses you're selling. They're your asset, right? They're your product.
Yep.
So stand in them, run the camera on you, and sell it. That's what you're being paid to do, right? And the beauty of the video is it lets you sell it to all the potential buyers, especially those who are already under contract with another realtor. You're never going to be able to talk with those buyers face-to-face, but you can through the camera.
Right.
So by giving a home tour, and again, keeping it light and not salesy, not this is the best deal of the world, you got to come down and buy, not like a used car, just an HGTV-type tour of this house with the best two or three features in 3 minutes. We get when we launch one of those and I put it on Facebook, we get over 75% of the views from that whole campaign of that video tour while it's listed come from the Facebook news feed. And that's usually 300 to 400 views of the video in the first week. So
which is great.
You can't get that, yeah.
A lot of people struggle just to get 20 or 30 views on some of their videos.
And this is why I was saying earlier that combining when we built the Facebook audience and use it to leverage our video marketing, that was the magic sauce that came together, because we were doing videos and getting no views, we were doing Facebook and not getting a lot of results, and then when we merged them, it just exploded.
Yeah. So why don't you tell people how many people are actually in your Facebook group and how long it's taken and what you, like how many people are you getting on average to join the group and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Let me load it up. It's, I think we're almost at 3,200 now. Okay. It's hard to tell. It's been growing a lot recently, and it's hard to tell if it's Brantford people or it's a lot more realtors and stuff just checking out what we're doing, which is fine either way, because again, I don't focus too much on the total likes number. It's a nice like pat yourself on the back number about we're good, but what you really want to look at is your engagement on a post level. Like, so as you scroll back through your newsfeed, what percentage of your audience is interacting with you on a regular basis? And that's the nice thing we can see is that we're, you know, when we make a post now, we're on an unpromoted, unadvertised post, we're usually reaching like 1,400 to 2,000 news feeds during the life of that post. When I promote something and pay an extra $10 or $15 to promote it, it's getting into over 10,000 people's news feeds in that week-long session. So to have my messaging in front of that many people, I don't know another medium you can get that. Like even the newspaper, there's no way, even if you took the front page, you're not sure that it's going to get 10,000 eyeballs.
Yeah, and for $5. Like with newspapers and traditional print, a lot of people will say, oh, we have a readership of 35,000 or so, such and such, and you're paying for that readership. Again, like you said, you don't know if they've read it, you don't know if they've seen it. This actually tells you who's seen it or how many people have seen it. And
well, and your ads are right beside all your competitors in the newspaper too, right, where I own We Love Brantford, so good luck if you're another realtor and you want to advertise on Facebook. Start 3 years ago and start building it, right? Like, it's too bad. It's mine. That's the beauty of it, really. It's like having your own newspaper.
And then the great thing for me, I think, with this strategy is I know most people aren't doing this. So there is room for people if they want to do this and use this strategy in their area, because I know, I can tell you, most communities don't have something like that. And myself, people that know me know I did a blog a while back, three or four years ago, called 52 Things to Do in Durham Region. Kind of along the same lines, and the same thing. I had 1,000 followers. I got in the newspaper. I got on TV. I got in the news. And no one was doing that. And it was such a simple strategy. And it doesn't take much. So you're definitely on the right track with it. What would you say was your biggest hurdle or anything that's come up against you with this?
Yeah, the biggest thing I still see, this is the big joke, because, I mean, we met at Rebar, right? And then right in my talk, which the video is still available, so if anybody's watching this and they want to see my 45-minute Rebar talk on this whole topic.
It was great.
Yeah, just send me an email.
It was packed, so.
Yeah, send me an email and I'll forward you. It's on YouTube, but it's an unlisted video, so you can't just search it, but I'll send it to you. But the thing I said, it was kind of a joke. I said right in the talk, I'm like, most of you are going to go home and then you're going to launch a real estate page, but you're not going to be able to let your ego leave it. You're going to call it Jeff Thibodeau Remax Brantford, and then you're going to invite all these realtors you met from other cities to join it. Yeah. And I'm like, and sure enough, I come home, and in the week that after Rebar, I must have got 25 invites to other people's local community pages. And I'm like, oh, nobody listened, because inviting me to like your We Love, I won't say any city names to badmouth anybody, but inviting me to like your city page, everyone's still forgetting it's not about the numbers. It's about the engagement. You want people from your community to like it, and you want to give them things that are interesting that they can share with their friends. So that's the biggest thing, is to, and that goes across all of our industry, is to try so hard to get your ego out of it. The consumer doesn't care about your picture and your name. So it's just, I think it's like 50 years of ingrained marketing that just says, just put your logo and your face in front of as much stuff as possible, and then people will start to call you. And I think that's a big shift that's happening industry-wide and worldwide in marketing, is that the people care less about that kind of stuff. And they need a better mousetrap, I guess.
And I think a lot of agents who've been around, no offense if they're listening to this or watching, if they've been around for 30 years, they still can't let go of spending that kind of money on it, because they've done that, and that's just what they've done, and they don't want to stop spending money on print advertising or things like that, when in reality they could be doing it for next to nothing and being way more effective.
Well, and there's all these layers, right? Like, we're just talking about running the community page, but there's a lot going on where you're a bit able to advertise now. So, you know, I was down talking to a guy that spends over $75,000 a year on house-to-house flyers, right, through Canada Post, and I'm like, you don't have to erase all that. Just maybe dial it down to 60,000 and give me the 15 to work on Facebook for you, and let me generate 20,000 leads for you. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to. It's not a this or that. You can add this in for a very little time and very little effort, but it all starts in your own head. It's a paradigm shift of accepting A, that this is the future, B, that your clients are on Facebook, whether you think they are or not. And it doesn't matter if you like it or think it's stupid. This, you know, I don't use it a lot for personal stuff. Just, you know, I post little nice things about my family, and that's about it. Yeah. This is really a future strategy. This is where the people are, and they're spending their time. I mean, it's the number one website in the world. I just read Gary Vaynerchuk's new book, and they were saying that one out of every two page views in the United States is on Facebook.
Yeah. So why
50% of all web traffic is on Facebook. So what the heck? You know, why are you in the, you know, where are you anywhere else? Like, forget Twitter, forget Pinterest. Yeah. If you're going to spend any time in the social media, you know, those channels are good too, but this is where people are, guaranteed. Yep. So just get in front of them.
So what would you say is your best posts or strategies or rules for getting engagement? Because I know a lot of people struggle with that. Myself, I like to figure it out on my own personal page or my personal profile. People that know me, I always ask engaging questions, crazy things, and I get 30, 40 people commenting. But a lot of people struggle and they go, well, how do you come up with ideas? How do you come up with content? How do you get people to actually engage? So what do you guys find that works?
Yeah, so not to sound like a broken record, but again, it comes down to that, you know, forgetting what you care about and starting just to have your eyes open for, you know, what you can, something interesting that's happening in your city. I mean, the main tenet of it is people like to be the person they to tell somebody else about something. Yeah. So with that in mind, the two of the most successful things we do are on Thursdays, which is a kind of a Twitter thing, because you can tag on hashtags now on Facebook, and then we just auto-feed our Facebook to Twitter. So Throwback Thursday, right, TBT, is like, it's a universal thing where you're doing an oldie photo or something. So I had, now my assistant is even better at this because she's gone down to the Brant Museum. She's hooked up with the digital archive. She's got books on Brantford that she's bought. So she's posting our Throwback Thursdays, and they get tons and tons because the beauty is people will share them, not just like her comment. Right. They'll repost them because they want to be the one that's like, hey, look at this old photo of Brantford, right?
Yeah.
And those shares are so powerful because now that gets into all their friends' news feeds, and then their friends see there's this group called We Love Brantford sharing these cool pictures. Why aren't I? So that natural engagement. So that's number one. Actually, I'd say that's number two. Number one that gets the most engagement all the time is under construction buildings in Brantford, like the unknown, right? So a commercial building that's kind of closed or it's being built, and all you got to do, like, we don't even get out of our car, right? I just snap it with my iPhone.
Yeah.
And you know, you can or cannot throw a filter on it. None of that stuff matters, right? Yep. You just post it and go, hey, who knows what's going in this building, or who's excited for the stores that are coming, or and people go crazy for that. Like, it was our best post ever was one where we did a before and after of a Zellers that got turned into a Toys R Us in just the facade, and we got something like 800 plus interactions within a week on that post. It's crazy. Yeah.
Try doing that from newspaper ad.
Exactly, right? And well, the crazy thing is, like, with now we're using the Facebook page to actually advertise a free service of ours that you can get a neighborhood report. And again, it's not a scam, it's not a lead, it is a lead generation tool, but we actually send them a quality customized report on their house and neighborhood based on the data we as realtors can access and they can't. And so for about $1 a lead, I mean, people are asking us this stuff right now. So, you know, 5 to 7 people a day sending you requests, that can't be bad, right? Even if they're not hot sellers today, that's not a bad thing. Whereas, you know, the cool thing is because the budgets are so low for all this digital stuff is you can play and try. You know, you can't really play around with a full page ad in the newspaper. It's either got to work or not, or else you're sunk after a couple months. So that's all we do is we just test and play, and you get a new idea, you just try it. And the key is watching and seeing if it works, right? And not thinking you know how to do it. It's just test, and if you're getting good engagement, do more stuff like that. If you're posting stuff and nobody cares about it, look at the theme of what you're posting and stop doing it.
Right.
Just self-analyze all the time because things are changing all the time too, right? They're always changing their algorithm and what they like. So obviously photos are really important now. Even if you don't have a photo, to get one off of Google Images, just something to represent what you're talking about, because it's going to push photos into people's news streams better than text posts. So even if, like, with your question idea, which you do get great engagement of, but if you could just add some kind of imagery to the question, it's going to get into more people's news feeds. So that's important.
I think my own personal best one was, I think I did it last year, and it was a photo, and it was toilet paper, and it was the...
Oh, above or below?
Under. And within 5 hours, I had 130 comments, shares. It just literally went like crazy over this photo of toilet paper. And it was just something stupid. It was nothing. And people still talk about that. Like, remember that toilet paper post you did? And people love that stuff. So,
it is. It's so powerful. And it's so – the thing is, when you catch something good, it's almost worth, if you see something working, it's almost worth putting more of a budget or boost that one, because it's like a snowball rolling down a hill, right? Once Facebook sees that it's getting some traction, it's going to want to promote that content. Facebook wants to make the experience better for everybody who's on it. They don't want to spam people. So when they see good content, they want to keep promoting it. But everything's got a lifespan. It's not a Facebook post is not a blog post. It's only fresh for like a few days and then it's gone. Nobody's ever going to see it again. So you've got to really be in the moment. It's not like permanent content you're creating on Facebook.
So for the people who may not be as tech savvy or is involved, if you were to give a scaled down version, what would you say would be a couple of good tips for people who may not be super involved with Facebook or want to get started?
The first thing is to just accept it that you should be checking it out at least, or at least thinking about it. At least think about it and decide you don't want to do it. Just don't brush off. Like, oh, I don't know, Facebook, forget about it. Think yeah. about some way to get there, because people are looking at Facebook way more than they're looking at any other way that you're advertising to them, even in their very own mailbox, right? And it's yeah. so cheap. So at least have a personal strategy, if not a business strategy, a way that you're kind of connecting with your past clients and ways and liking their content and keeping in touch with them in that channel, because they'd rather see a like or comment from you on a post they made than get your newsletter, believe me. Yeah. That will give you more mind share and more likelihood that you'll be referred and recommended by them, because they care about what they're posting. The beauty of Facebook is everyone posts what they care about, so yeah. so you instantly know. You don't have to try to send things like recipes and reminders to change their clocks back that they probably don't care about and they're hearing from everybody else in the city.
Yeah.
So if you do want to attack it from a business point of view, I would think that there's basically two ways to go. You either have to decide that you're going to run a pure branded business page, or you're going to go the complete opposite route. Now, both can work. There's people that are making the business page work. I believe the community page works better because you have a constant stream of interesting content. The right. business page is only going to be interesting to people who are close to a transaction. And that's not really Facebook, right? That's yep. Google pay-per-click. They'll be typing something in
exactly.
transactionally, and then you can catch them as a lead. But on Facebook, this is a permanent thing where you want to keep people engaged for years, right?
Yep.
So it's cool. Now, we're trying to kind of like join the two brands. I like to keep them separate, but
right.
there's a little subtlety with the coloring and the fonts that
right.
they're the same as my real estate brand. Okay. So slowly they're going to merge together. I don't know if we got how the camera is here, but these are my new business cards. It's like, okay, so wait, there.
Okay, yeah.
That's the front, right? But look at right. the back is
that's
just
good.
yeah. subtle, right? It's so like, yeah. it doesn't tell you it's Facebook or anything, but it see how it's like, it's branding me as a community ambassador in everything right. I do. And that's people want local. Like as our MLS boards merge, out-of-town agents, we're combating against FSBOs. What competitive advantage do you have? Well, I am the guy for Brantford Online. You right. can't, you know, I just started this month paying a company $1,200 for search engine optimization on my website because I want to be first. And this is where the consumers are going. So I want to be first on Facebook, first on the web. And then once someone connects with me, I want to be in their face for the rest of their life with quality yep. information.
And I'm sure if you're going for a listing appointment, that looks fantastic when you tell them, yeah, I run We Love Brantford. They probably already know it. They've heard about it. And you can say, I've got this many thousands of followers on it, and your home gets exposed through that many people. That's got to be
killer. It's definitely a unique selling point that nobody else can say they have. You know, we spend a very short time in our listing presentation talking about the traditional stuff. Of course, we're all going to do that, but I'd like to say there's four or five things that I do that nobody within 100 kilometers of here does. And let me show you. You know, are you on Facebook or your kids? And they go, yep. oh, of course, right?
Yep.
I'm like, well, you know, it's probably important that we advertise your house there, but I could show them. I'm like, go to the page, look at the engagements, like every look at the video views. It's provable media that you can show your clients, you know, leads and listing appointments, but also once you have a house listed, you can prove that you're exposing it too. The newspaper ad or the open house doesn't really prove anything. I can show that I got 300, 400 video views, and it was in over 8,000 people's news feeds that week. That's powerful stuff.
Okay, so we'll just wrap up quickly. So I always ask people, is it niche or niche? Because we have Americans and Canadians.
Yeah, well, we call it niche marketing here, but I do a lot of coaching with American companies. I'm always down, so it's always I hear about it as a niche more often than a niche. But I like Canadian accent better than American, anyways.
The niche it is. So why don't you tell us one golden nugget, one good takeaway that our audience can take away and apply to their business? And
yeah, I would say the number one thing, Facebook or not, is to just slowly transition yourself away from being an ego realtor and just start putting yourself in the shoes of your potential customer and your past client and think about what they actually want. Ask them. You know, when we started sending out little updates to our past clients about the last, like every 3 months or so, I'll just hop on MLS and do a circle search for their house and tell them the last three or four houses that sold around them. And then if I bump into one person, I'm like, hey, did you get that email? Like, did it sound personal? It was for me. It wasn't a template. And everyone likes that. Take the feedback. So when a consumer tells you you're doing something good or bad, don't think they're stupid. Listen to them because they're your customers. So Just be constantly analyzing what you're doing. Is it working? Don't just do it because everyone else has, or the 50-year-old photocopy binder at the office said to advertise here. Just get out, meet people, learn, and share ideas. Like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. None of this is new. I'm not the first guy to do a community Facebook page, and I'm certainly not going to be the last. But there was a lady from Markham, I think, that from Rebar. She took the idea and ran with it. She's got over 1,000 fans and amazing engagement in, like, what's that, a month and a half or 2 months?
Yeah.
A month and a half. So, yeah. She's killing it. I think she's probably going to do better than me because she probably puts more attention into it. Yeah. But it's not rocket science. It's kind of my key takeaway. It's just have an open mind, forget about your ego, and start doing where getting in front of your consumers where they naturally are.
Good. Okay, so what's the best way for us to get a hold of you or find you or tell us about your page and things like that?
Yeah, if you want to check out the We Love Brantford page, it's simple. Just type We Love Brantford into Facebook or facebook.com/WeLoveBrantford. If you want to check out me and everything else we're doing, it's brantfordhomes.com. And, of course, you can get at me at jeff@brantfordhomes.com.
Perfect. All right, thanks for being on, and we look forward to seeing what comes from We Love Brantford.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Have a great holiday season.
You too.